Good evening. I just want to welcome each and everyone who have just tuned in. You may be in Barbados, you may be in France. I just want to welcome you tonight in our show. The name of this show, it is called Time to Meditate. The time is exactly 18:08 CET, Central African Time. And I want to thank each and everyone who have just tuned in. What a beautiful Wednesday. And as I speak now, I know and I believe that there are some people who are from work, some are coming from work, some they are going from work. I just want you to feel welcome. As we have already started with our show, my name is Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. Wherever that you are, I want you to pray with me as we are going to pray and invite God to come and be with us tonight. Just enjoy the song that is saying, Your will be done. And after that, we will pray and we'll ask God to come and be with us. I'm going to play the song. As the song continues playing, what I do is I will pray and we will ask God to come and be with us. Wherever you are, I just want you to pray with us as we are going to pray and we are going to ask God to come and be with us tonight in the show that is called Time to Meditate. And we thank God for tonight. We thank God for today. Some people, they wanted to see this day, but they did not see this day. God gave us a day, an opportunity today to be able to see this day. Now, what we are going to do, as I told you, we are going to play the song that is saying, Let Your Will Be Done. As that song continues to play, what we will do is we will bow our heads wherever we are and we will pray and ask God to come and be with us. It's a wonderful day and a beautiful day. Now we are going to say, Your Will Be Done by Jimmy D. Summit, Mighty Man, on his album Mighty Man of War. That's a song. Will you use this song to pray? We'll use this song to ask God to come and be with us.
Let your will be done.
are going to pray, and we are going to ask God to come and be with us tonight with the song that is saying, "Take your place. Take your place, Lord. Take your place." We are praying. And we say, "Lord, take your place tonight in our show. Take your place tonight wherever we are." Daddy, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are Alpha, you are Omega, and you are always God. You've been with us the whole day until now. We want to thank you. We say, "Lord, we thank you for everything that we have done." We say, "Lord, let your will be done in our life." We thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done, for a protection, for protecting us from now, from in the morning until now. Father, as we are starting with the show that is called Time to Meditate, as tonight we are going to talk about divorce, why divorce, what causes divorce, how to avoid divorce, how to handle divorce, is divorce important? Daddy, we are praying. As we are going to speak about that, we ask you, Father, tonight to come and guide us. We ask you, Father, tonight to come and be with us and show us the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you. In Jesus' name, wherever you are, you can say amen. We thank God. We have prayed and we have asked God to come and be with us tonight into our show. Name of the show, it is called Time to Meditate. And my name is Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. It starts at 1800 until 2100 CAT Central African Time, which is in the evening here in South Africa. I don't know where you are, whether it's the evening or morning or during the day. But I just want to say, wherever you are, as you are listening to me, I believe that Heavenly Father is going to help us. I believe that God of Heaven is going to guide us and show us the way as we will continue saying, "Let your will be done." And I believe that with this show, His will be done into our lives. Because tonight, as I told you, we are going to speak about divorce. What is divorce? Why divorce? Is divorce important? Because many times we do things in order to, every time when people they do something, they do that, after they are doing whatever they done, after it they are justify it. We do something in order to justify, saying, "I did it because this person, this, this, and this, and this." We are going to talk about divorce. I just want again to welcome each and everyone who have just tuned in now, who is tuned in, whether you are in Barbados, whether you are in America, whether you are in China, whether you are in Nigeria, whether you are in Ghana, wherever you are, we want to welcome you officially into our studio, the station that is called By the Grace Radio. By the Grace Radio, whatever that it takes for a soul. Alright? Now, let me just do this. I will say God of Wonders. And after that song, we will continue with our topic tonight. So before I do that, I just want to give you the information that you can use to interact with me. You can interact with me tonight in the studio. If you want to ask question, if you are having concern of what we'll be talking about, you are welcome to do so by sending me an email, by sending us an email, which our email is radio radio@bythegrace.org. Let me repeat, the email is radio@bythegrace.org. And our WhatsApp, you just say 0328 94658. That is our WhatsApp number. And you can use that number to interact with me tonight. You can ask any question that you want to ask in connection to divorce, because we are going to talk about divorce. Or what you can do is, you can use the very same number. You can SMS me. If you are international, you just say +27832894658. If you are international, you start with +27. If you are in South Africa, you just say 083. You can WhatsApp me. You can even call me. Or you can even SMS me. Or you can go to our website. You just say www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, what you do is, you just click on contact us, and you will see the information that you can use in order to chat with me. Now, let me just say God of Wonders, and we'll come back and we'll continue.
Presence mountains move. Hey,
Of Wonders. That song is by Elijah Uyelenda saying God of Wonders. Remember, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. And you are listening to the name of the show. It is called Time to Meditate. What a beautiful evening, what a beautiful Wednesday, as we are meditating and we are shouting the name of Jehovah. Now, as I told you that tonight we are talking about divorce. We are talking about divorce, what causes divorce, why divorce, how to avoid divorce, how to handle divorce. Is divorce important? That is what we are talking about tonight. What a beautiful Wednesday. We are approaching Christmas. In 4 days from now, we will be in Christmas. And people are traveling from home to holidays. Some they are traveling from where they are working to home, is vice versa. But you know what is troubling me? It's every time when you tune into radio or when you go to internet, they telling you that many people they died on a road. They said either the tire burst or the person was reckless driving, meaning he was drinking and drive. Or that person was chatting on the phone while driving. So you can't do two things as you drive. You can only do one. You can't drive and talk on the phone. In other words, you're going to concentrate on the other one and leave the other one. I just want to say to those who are traveling, those will be traveling from today. Some they've already traveled last week. Some they are traveling tomorrow. As you are traveling, make sure that you do one thing at a time. Don't speak on the phone while you drive, because you're going to focus on the other one and lose the other one. You must make sure that when you drive, you do one thing and you don't do the other one. If you want to talk on the phone, ask someone whom you are traveling with to take your calls and take the message. That is a solution where it will help you to reach where you are going. Number two, as you drive, you feel tired. I want to advise you, I urge you, stop and relax. And after you relaxed, you can continue with the journey. And number three, as you drive, speed kills. I tell you, even if you can drive 80 or you drive 100, you will reach where you're going. It doesn't mean that when you drive 80, you're not going to reach where you're going. Because we have that tendency of saying, if I drive 240 or 120, I will arrive where I'm going faster. What is the point of arriving where you're going faster, and you end up being not arriving where you're going because of the accident that will happen on the way? Sometimes when you drive, you end up being losing control. Or you're driving on high speed, not knowing a road where you are going. Number four is you must have enough rest. Make sure as you're going to travel long distance, you must have a long time to rest. So you can rest and you start your journey. Now let's enter into our our main issue for tonight. As you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. What I'm going to say before we start, I just want to read. You can understand the divorce. What is divorce? We start by saying, before we can go to a scripture. I want to tell you, in the beginning, when God created heaven and earth, there was no divorce. There was no separation. But let me just first read what is divorce. It says, divorce, a legal dissolution of the bonds of matrimony or the separation of husband and wife by a judicial sentence. This is probably called a divorce and called technically divorce. In another language, they say a varigula matrimony. In another language, then they said the separation of married woman from the bed and bond of her husband. And then they said is menta et doro. Then it said, number three, remember that was number one, when it said a legal dissolution of the bonds of matrimony or the separation of husbands and wife by a judicial sentence. This is called, probably called a divorce and called a technically divorce. And then I think it's a Portuguese or something, say a vinigulo matrimony. I'm not sure, like, what was that. Now, number two, it said the separation of a married woman from the bed and bond of a husband. Then it interpreted in that language, it said menta et doro. Number three, separation, disunion of things closely united. Number four, the sentence of writing by which marriage is dissolved. Number five, the cause of any penal separation. Then it said the long divorce of still fall on me. Now, number one, again, they said divorce. They said to dissolve the marriage contract and thus to separate husband and wife, to separate a married woman from the bed and bond of her husband, to separate or disunite things closely connected, to force and sender, to take away, to put away. That is divorce. All right, we go to a scripture reading so we can understand. We go to scripture reading. When you read Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 1 to number 4, I think it's important that, okay, let us not start with Deuteronomy. Let's start with Mark chapter number 5, chapter number 10, verse number 5. Let me just remind you. You are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul, you are listening to Pastor John Mamabolo. The name of the show, it is called Time to Meditate. This is a daily show that we are having from every day. It starts at 6 o'clock CAT Central African Time, which is CAT Central African Time, until 2100 CAT Central African Time. This is a daily show. It's called Time to Meditate, and my name is Pastor John Mamabolo. As tonight we are talking about a divorce, and I have explained what is divorce. And we're going to read the Word of God and understand why divorce came. And we'll understand, and until we are going to finish. You can interact with me tonight on the following platform, which is on WhatsApp. Or firstly, you go to our website, you just say www.bythegrace. Okay, you just say www.radio.bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org. Immediately when you enter there, to show that you have entered into the right website, you will see it will show somebody putting two hands on his head. Then you will know that you have entered into the right website. You will see somebody putting the hands on his head, on his head, with the earphones on it, wearing the specs. And you will see there, you will see it saying Listen Live, Free Online Radio, Radio Garden, Internet Radio, Streamiter, Radio Line, Streamer, World Radio, My Tuner, Online Radio Box. And it shows the flag of South Africa. When you click into that flag of South Africa, you'll be able also to listen to us. There are many platforms where you can listen to us. And then you go there to that website. When you are there, you go to contact us so you can interact with us. It's saying we are in Rubber Ridge Extension 2. That is our headquarters. Our JHB studio number, which is 083-289-4658, meaning it's our studio number where you can interact with us by calling. That is the number. If you are international, you just start by saying +27832894658. Our office number is +27269273 1. If you are South Africa, you just say 073-269-2731. International, you start with +27 73. Our fax number, it is 086-658-7038. If you are international, you start with +27 86 658 7038. You go to Skype, you just type BTGM Radio on Skype. Immediately when you go to Skype, you just type BTGM Radio. Then what you do is you start chatting to us, or you go to email. When you are there on contact us, you can click that email. Then it will put you to a page, Outlook or email address or internet email, where you just type whatever that you want to type. Or you just go to, you said you WhatsApp a presenter live on air, the very same number, which is our studio number. You just say +27832894658. If you are in South Africa, you just say 083-289-4658. With the very same number, you can also SMS, or you click this to speak to a presenter, meaning you just click where it's saying click here. Then you will be able to chat with a presenter anytime with whatever that you want to know or whatever that you want to ask. Alright, now I told you what is divorce, where we read. It was explaining what is divorce. I will not repeat it, but what we will do is we will paste it on our Facebook or even on our website to follow. To, if you have missed the part, maybe you have just joined it now after I have explained what is divorce. We go to a scripture reading, Mark chapter 10. We start from verse number 1. Yeah, it's better I start from verse number 1. It says, then Jesus left that place, went to the province of Judah, and crossed the Jordan River. Crowds came flocking to him again, and he taught them as he always did. Number 2. Some Pharisees came to him and said, and tried to trap him. Tell us, they ask, does our law allow a man to divorce his wife? That's what they said. These Pharisees, they went to Jesus and they said to him, does our law allow a man to divorce his wife? That's the question they've asked him. All right, let's go to Deuteronomy. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter number 24. We will go back to Mark chapter 10. But I'm going to remember, it says, some Pharisees came to him and tried to trap him. Tell us, they ask, does our law allow a man to divorce his wife? They went to him. They said, does our law? They were referring to their law. They were not referring to heavenly law. That's why they said, that's our law. Meaning, they were referring to their law. It's like somebody can ask, remember, I told you that a divorce is the legal dissolution of a marriage by a court or other component body. That's a divorce. A divorce from her husband by a court or other component body. If there's a governing body, whom they gonna stand and allow you to divorce? It's saying that's a divorce. I have explained, but I'm not gonna go back to there. I wanted to show you that it's saying that some Pharisees came to Jesus and tried to make him say something wrong. They ask him, it is right for a man to divorce his wife? That's what they said. It is right for a man to divorce his wife? They wanted to know. Ne? They wanted to know. They said, that's our law. Let me read in the message. It said, Pharisees came up intending to give him a hard time. They ask, it is legal for a man to divorce his wife? The reason why they were asking him that question, they said, it is legal for a man to divorce his wife. It is legal for a man to divorce his wife. Okay, just allow me to go to a break. When we come back, we will continue. We are going to drink some water. Then when we come back, we'll continue.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. By the way,
Holy Word.
Ancient Weight by Michael W. Smith, and you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. And I told you how you can interact with me tonight. Tonight we're talking about divorce. We read in the book of Matthew, Mark, chapter number 10, verse number 2. That's where we are. We started from verse number 1. We are in verse number 2, where it says, some Pharisees came and tested him, asking, it is lawful for a man to divorce his wife. It is lawful for a man to divorce his wife. They said, it is that legal. It is legal for a man to divorce his wife. Or is that wrong for a man to divorce his wife? They went to him and they asked him this question. They never said, what does God say? They said, it is wrong according to our law. Obviously they knew what was the law saying. But they said to him, does our law allow a man to divorce his wife? Those are the Pharisees. What was their plan? Their plan was to trap him. They wanted to trap him so they can say, he said, it is not wrong. That's what they wanted to trap him, to say, it is not wrong. Alright, so I told you that we go into Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse number 1 to verse number 14. It says, suppose a man marries a man. I read it wrong. Sorry for that. Let me repeat what it say. Sorry for that. Let me repeat. It say, a man may marry a woman and then find some secret things about her that he does not like. If that man is not pleased with her, he must write a divorce paper and give them to her. Then he must send her from his house. You see, that is where we were reading. It was explaining about the legal things. The Pharisees, they knew very well. They knew very well. But they went there so they can have something that they can use. In life, there are people whom they will come to you asking you something. But whereas in they're not asking you because they need help. They want to test you. That's what they did. So let me repeat it. It said, supposed a man marries a woman and later decided that he does not want her because he finds something about her that he does not like. So he write out divorce paper, give them to her, and send her away from his home. Then suppose she marries another man, and he also decides that he does not want her. So he also write out divorce paper, give them to her, and send her away from his home. Or suppose her second husband dies. Number 4. In either case, the first husband is not to marry her again. He is to consider her defiled. If he marries her again, it will be offensive to the Lord. You are not to commit such a terrible sin in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Alright, you will understand where we're going. Remember, in the book of Matthew 10, Mark chapter 10, verse 2, they asked him, they said, does our law allow a man to divorce his wife. That's what they said. That's our law. They were referring to their law. That's our law. They were referring to their law. Let's go to number three. They said, then Jesus answered with a question. What law did Moses give you? Jesus, now he's responding to them. He said, what law did Moses give you? He asked them. He said, what law did Moses give you? Jesus answered, what did Moses command you to do? That is his English revision. What did Moses command you to do? But when I read in Good News, it say, I read in Good News, it say, Jesus answered with a question. What law did Moses give you? That's what he asked them. He said, what law did Moses give you? We will find out what law, what did they say? What law did Moses give you? Okay. Isaiah chapter 8, verse number 20, it said, you are to answer them, listen to what the Lord is teaching you. Don't listen to mediums. What they did you cannot keep trouble away. Okay. Luke chapter 10:25. A teacher of the law came up and tried to trap Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to receive eternal life? John 5:39. You study the scripture because you think that in them you will find eternal life. And this very scripture speaks about you. I'm talking about the law. Why I'm reading this other one? I want to show you about the law. Let me ask those of you who want to be subject to the law. Do you know, dear, what the law says? Remember, Jesus asked them a question. What law did Moses give you? Listen to their answer. Their answer was, Moses gave permission for a man to write a divorce notice and send him away. That was their answer. They answering Jesus, they said. Then their answer was, Moses gave permission for a man to write a divorce notice and send his wife away. That's what they said. They said Moses permit us. In other words, Moses gave us the law. He gave us a permission to do that. That was not God. That was a Moses. Now, people, they use what Moses said and they do it. I know Moses was the prophet of God. The Bible says there was no prophet like Moses. There was no prophet like Moses. But it said, they said, the Pharisees said, Moses allowed a man to divorce his wife by writing a certificate of a divorce. Now you will hear. You will hear when Jesus answer what he said. Remember, we're talking about divorce. We're talking about why divorce? What causes divorce? How to avoid divorce? How to handle divorce? Is divorce important? That's what we're learning. That's what we're talking about. Remember, verse number 4. Jesus answered, was Moses gave permission for a man? Okay, their answer was, Moses gave permission for a man to write a divorce notice and send his wife away. That's what when they answered. Jesus first and asked them a question. He said to them, Moses wrote this law. Okay. They said, which question? Well, Jesus answered them. Jesus questioned them. He said, what law did Moses give you? Jesus asked them. Then now it comes here, they responded. They said to as they were responding. Right? They responded. They said, let me read. They said, their answer was, Moses gave permission for a man to write a divorce notice and send his wife away. That's what they said. That's what they answered. Okay. You can read Deuteronomy 24:1-4. I read it already. That's what Moses, they took it from there. Alright. Isaiah chapter 50 verse number 1. It said, the Lord says, do you think I send my people away like a man who divorces his wife? Where then are the papers of divorce? Do you think I sold you into captivity like a man who sells his children as slaves? No, you went away captivity because of your sins. You were sent away because of your crimes. Let me repeat. Isaiah 50 verse 1. The Lord says, do you think I sent my people away like a man who divorces his wife? Where then are the papers of divorce? Do you think I sold you into captivities like a man who sells his children as slaves? No. You went away captive because of your sins. You were sent away because of your crimes. Alright, remember we're talking about divorce. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 1. Remember where we read in the book of Mark 10 from verse 1. Now we are in verse number 4 where they responded. They said Moses gave us a permission. He gave permission for a man to write a divorce notice and send his wife away. Now, there's a referral for that. Jeremiah 3 verse 1 said, the Lord says, if a man divorce his wife and she leave him and become another man's wife, he cannot take her back again. This will completely define the land. But Israel, you have had many lovers and now you want to return to me. Alright. Let's go to Matthew chapter 1 verse 9. It said, Joseph was a man who always did what was right, but he did not want to disgrace Mary publicly, so he made plan to break the engagement privately. Okay. Matthew chapter 5 verse 31-32 said, it was also said, anyone who divorces his wife must give a written notice of divorce. But now I tell you, if a man divorces his wife for any cause of other than her unfaithfulness, then he is guilty of making her commit adultery. If she marries again, and the man who marries her commit adultery too. Okay. You'll understand. I've asked question. I said, what is divorce? Does divorce allowed? We'll learn here because he's saying, but I tell you, if a man divorce his wife for any cause other than the unfaithfulness, then he's guilty of making her commit adultery. Okay. Does this mean that a divorce is allowed? That's a question I'm asking to you listeners. Does this mean that a divorce is allowed? That's what I'm asking. And I believe as we continue, I will be receiving some answers into that. Based on Mark chapter 5, 31-32. Let me repeat. It said, it was also said, a man who divorces his wife must give her a written notice of divorce. But I tell you that any man who divorces his wife, except for the problem of sexual sin, is causing his wife to be guilty of adultery. And whoever marries a divorced man is guilty of adultery. Alright, we will iron it as we continue. Matthew 19 verse 7. The Pharisees asked, then why did Moses give a command allowing a man to divorce his wife by writing a certificate of a divorce? They asked him. They said, why? There was a referral for Mark 10:4 when he said, the Pharisees said Moses allowed a man to divorce his wife by writing a certificate of divorce. Now, number 5, Mark 10:5, he said, Jesus answered, Moses wrote that command for you because you refused to accept God's teaching. That's the reason why Moses wrote that law. Because people, they were not refusing to accept God's teaching. Even now, there are those people who are refusing to allow, who are refusing to accept the teaching of the Lord. Okay, let's just go to a break. Then we'll come back, we'll continue.
For years I traveled a road all wrong. My heart, oh, had lost every joy, oh, every song. Then grace placed me right where I belong. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. Oh yes. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul, oh, cast down, but mercy rewrote my mistakes were turned into miracles. Every tear was turned into joy. My sins forgiven, a new name, oh, was written. Thank God, when mercy rewrote my life. Help me sing a song now. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast weight down. but mercy rewrote my mind.
One more time.
I could have fallen,
but mercy rewrote my life. That is Jimmy Swaggart saying, mercy rewrote my life. And you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. What a beautiful Wednesday. What a beautiful Wednesday. And we thank God because we are counting down for Christmas. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is Pastor John Mamawolo from By the Grace Radio and By the Grace Ministry. I would like to say to you that during this festive season, people will be traveling all over the places. Now, I just want to bring this message to you that drive safely. Don't drink and drive. When you are tired, rest. And after you rested, start with your journey. Don't speed. Just drive normally. Make sure that you follow the rule of the road so that you can reach where you're going safely. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to protect you. We love you as By the Grace Radio and as By the Grace Ministry. We want to be able to see you next year. Stay blessed and may God continue to we want to be able to see you next year. That's why we are saying you need to take care when you drive. You can't do two things. You can't text and drive. You're going to concentrate on the one. That is why when you read the Bible, it said you can't serve two masters. Otherwise, you're going to please one and not pleasing another one. That's how it is. As you drive on the road, don't try to do two things. Just do one thing, and I believe that you will reach where you're going safely. You can't do two things. Just do one thing, and you will reach where you're going. And what I want to say is you need to have patience on the road. I know from last week and today, there's too much traffic, especially for those who are traveling to N1 to Polokwane, because people are going to their home, some they are going to Zimbabwe, and some they are going to Malawi, and they all use N1 to Polokwane. Some they are going to Messina, some they are going to Polokwane, some they are going to Mankweng, some they are going to Moria. It's a traffic, and you must have patience. And I tell you that if you have patience, believe in me, you will reach where you're going. I know we all gonna die, but some death which are happening is not the time for it to happen. Okay, let's just go back to where we are. Remember, I told you that you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The time is exactly 19:12 CAT Central African Time. You are with me, Pastor John Mamawolo. We just saying divorce. We're just talking about divorce. We are talking about divorce. And we read in the book of Mark chapter 10, we are in verse number 5, where Jesus answered them, he said, he did that because you refused to accept God's teaching. He did that because of your hardness of heart, he wrote you this commandment. That's when Jesus answered them. Because when you go to Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse number 6, it reads as follows. the Lord your God is giving you that good land to live in. But you should know that it is not because you are good. Then trust is that you are very stubborn people. Okay. The truth is that you are very stubborn people. That's the reason why Moses gave them that law. Deuteronomy 31:27 said, I know you are very stubborn. I know you want to live your own way. Look, you refuse to obey the Lord while I was with you. So I know you will refuse to obey him after I die. That's the reason why Moses wrote that law. Because people were refusing to listen to God. Even now there are people who are still refusing to hear God. There are people who are still refusing to listen to God. There are those people, they always refuse. They are stubborn. There are people who are very stubborn. Stubborn that they even tell you that God is not there. Matthew 19 verse 8 said, Jesus answered, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives because you refused to accept God's glorious teaching. But divorce was not allowed in the beginning. That's what I'm saying. Divorce was not allowed in the beginning. But Moses gave you that command because you were refusing to accept God's teaching. But that does not mean that it was correct. That's why it said in the beginning, God did not allow divorce. In other words, the divorce is not allowed. It doesn't matter, but the divorce is not allowed. The divorce is not allowed. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. My name is Pastor John Mamabolo. We are saying time to meditate. What a beautiful Wednesday. Some people, they are closing on Friday. Some, they already closed. They are at home. But I want to say to you that you must save that money safely. Save it for next year. You're going to need it next year. I know you got a lot of money. Your bank is full. Some people, they will be saying, you can't finish me. People, they're going to do that in December, forgetting that January is still coming. Now, we need to make sure we save money for next year. So that we must not suffer. So that we must not struggle. Because we know that next year is coming. Whether we like it or not, it will come. Whether we like it or not, December is going to pass. Then it's going to be January. Then you're going to be alone. Every time I said we must not buy something that we don't need. Because we have tendency of buying things that we don't even need. I buy because I have money. Alright, let's go back to our subject. Divorce. It says, on Matthew chapter 19 verse 8, it said, Jesus answered, Moses allowed you to divorce your wife because you refused to accept God's teaching, but divorce was not allowed in the beginning. But divorce was not allowed in the beginning. That's what it said. Divorce was not allowed in the beginning. It was not allowed. And it is not allowed. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. My name is John Mamabolo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. We're talking about a divorce. Alright, just listen here. Exodus 7:51 said, then Stephen said, you stubborn Jewish leaders, you refuse to give your hearts to God or even listen to him. You are always against what the Holy Spirit wants you to do. That is how your ancestors were. And you are just like them. Stubborn. Even now there are people who are stubborn. They don't want to listen to God. After that we are crying. But we for God, we did not listen to God. Hebrews chapter 3, 7 to 10. So it is just as the Holy Spirit says, if you hear God's voice today, don't be stubborn as you were in the past. When you turn against God, that was the day you tested God in the desert. For 40 years in the desert, you people saw what I did, but they tested me and my patience. So I was angry with them. I said, their thoughts are always wrong. They have never understood my ways. That's the reason why Moses wrote, gave them that opportunity. That's the reason why Moses said so. Moses said so. Let's go Mark chapter 10 verse 7. Remember we... Mark chapter 10 verse 6. We're continuing. It's saying, but when God made the world, he made people male and female. When God made the world, he made people male and female. But from the beginning of creation, he made them male and female. From the beginning of creation. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. You can find that in Genesis chapter 1, 27. It said, so God created women in his own image. He created them to be like him. He created them male and female. Genesis 5 verse 2, it said, he created them male and female, and on the same day he made them. He blessed them and called them humans. That's what we in the beginning God created male and female. Alright, we're continuing. Now, in the beginning it means, when you read Genesis 1, verse 1, it said, God created the sky and the earth at first, meaning in the beginning. In the beginning. This thing, it made me laugh because there was another video they sent me, audio, it was said, in the beginning. I wanted to say in the beginning. Alright. Second Peter chapter 3, 4 said, they will say, Jesus promised to come again. Where is he? Our father have died, but the world continued the way it has been since it was made. In other words, the world will continue the way it is. You know, people, they can try to change things, but the world will continue the way it is. The heaven, the earth and the heaven, they will continue to be like that. The sun will always rise. From, if it's rising from east to west, it will rise east to west. Okay. Alright. I told you from Genesis 1:27, it said, God created women in his own image. He created them to be like himself. He created them male and female. Then Genesis 5:2, we read it already again. Malachi chapter 2, 14 to 16 said, you ask, why our gift not accepted? It is because the Lord saw the evil things you did. He is a witness against you. He saw you cheat on your wife. You have been married to her since you were young. She was your girlfriend. Then you made your vow to each other, and she became your wife. God wants husband and wife to become one body and one spirit. Why so? That they will have holy children and protect that spiritual unity. Don't cheat on your wife. She has been your wife from the time you were young. The Lord, the God of Israel, says, I hate divorce and I hate the cruel things that men do. So protect your spiritual unity. Don't cheat on your wife. Don't cheat on your wife.
cannot be paralyzed. Say, my eyes, they are the eyes of God. They cannot be blind. Say, my whole body is the temple of God. It cannot go down. It cannot go down. It cannot go down.
My hands are blessed. My legs are blessed. My head is blessed. Everything is blessed. My hands are blessed. My legs are blessed. My head is blessed. Everything.
that was Joe Price saying everything is blessed. Remember, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. And my name is Pastor John Mamavolo. We're talking about divorce. That's what we are talking about tonight. What a beautiful Wednesday. The time is exactly 1929 CAT Central Time. 1929 CAT Central Time. We are shouting the name of Jehovah. We are saying divorce. We are talking about divorce. That's what we are talking about. I told you that you can interact with me on the number, which is 083-289-4658. That is our number. It's our WhatsApp number, 083-289-4658. If you are international, you just say +27 83 289 4658. +27 83 289 4658. Or you can just send us SMS, or you can even call us with that number. Or you can send us email, radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. Alright, let's just continue. We're talking about divorce. We're talking about divorce. Why divorce? What causes divorce? How to avoid divorce? How to handle divorce? Is divorce important? Should I divorce? What is stopping me from divorcing? We read in the book of Malachi, chapter number 2, verse number 14. Remember, we are still in Mark chapter 10. We started from verse number 1. Now we are in verse number 6. We were in Malachi in order to do the referral scripture. Malachi. It's saying, let me repeat it, it's saying, you ask why are our gifts not accepted? It is because the Lord saw the evil things you did. He is a witness against you. He saw you cheating on your wife. You have been married to her since you were young. She was your girlfriend. Then you made your vow to each other, and she became your wife. God wants husband and wives to become one body and one spirit. Why? So that they will have holy children and protect that spiritual unity. Don't cheat on your wife. She has been your wife from the time you were young. The Lord, the God of Israel, say, I hate divorce. And I hate the cruel things that men do. So protect your spiritual unity. Don't cheat on your wife. Let's continue. Now, number 7, it said. Okay, before we go to number 7. Alright, okay, let's go to number 7. It said. That is why a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. Because remember, when God made the world, he made people male and female. And that is why a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. Now, this also, it becomes a problem to some people. They end up being leaving their father and mother. They said they no longer supporting their father, they no longer supporting their mother. When you ask them, they tell you reason being is because the Bible says a man will leave his mother and father. we don't understand what it says.
I believe that God, when help God, with the helps of God,
will be able to talk about it some other times. Okay, let's go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. It said, that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife. In this way, two people become one. Malachi, Matthew chapter 19, verse number 5 to 6, it said, and God said, that is why a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two people will become one. So they are no longer two, but one. God has joined them together, so no one should separate them. It says, let no one separate what God has joined. I want to say to each and everyone who is listening to me now, you may be in your home, you may be driving, or you may be wherever you are, maybe you may be with your nyati, you cheating. But I say to you, the Bible says, what God has joined, let no one separate them. Remember, after God created Adam and Eve, he took them, he joined them together, and he said to them, I bless you, you are now husband and wife. If you know that was happened, you must not separate what God has joined. You must not separate what God has joined. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31. It says, the scripture says, that is why a man will leave his father and mother and join to his wife, and the two people will become one. Two people. Remember, in mathematics, they tell you, they say 1 plus 1 is 2. But in Bible, it say, two people will become one. When they join together, they become one. Two people, when they join together, they become one. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. What a beautiful Wednesday. As I speak now, some people, they are about to arrive home. As I speak now, some, they are already about to arrive to their destiny. Some, they are still far to reach where they're going. But you listening to us, as you continue listening to us, we'll make sure that you, as you keep on listening to us, because you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul, whatever that it takes for a soul, and you are listening to us. What a beautiful Wednesday. As we're talking about divorce. Now, let's go to Matthew 10:8. It said, and the two people will become one. So they are no longer two, but one. First Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 16, said, the scripture says the two people will become one. So you should know that anyone who is joined with a prostitute become one with a body. That's the reason why I'm saying 1 plus 1 will become 1. Meaning when I join with my wife, we become 1. Let no one separate what God has joined. Okay. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 28.
But it's not what we're talking about. But I just want to put this so you can understand. And husbands should love their wife like that. They should love their wife as they love their own bodies. The man who loves his wife loves himself. Okay. Verse number 9 is said, God has joined them together, so no one should separate them. No one should separate them. Let's go to Romans chapter 7, verse 1 until 3. It said, brothers and sisters, you all understand the law of Moses. So surely you know that the law rules over people only while they are alive. It is like what the law says about marriage woman. Must stay married to a husband as long as he is alive. But if her husband dies, she made free from the law of marriage. But if she married another man while her husband is still alive, the law says she is guilty of adultery. But if her husband dies, she made free from her law of marriage. So if she marries another man after her husband dies, she is no longer guilty of adultery. She is no longer guilty of adultery. Let me repeat. She is no longer guilty of adultery. I must repeat this so that we can understand. Remember we read in Matthew 10:9, where it said, God has joined them together, so no one should separate them. No one should separate them. I went to Romans chapter 7, verse 1 to 3, when it said, brothers and sisters, you will understand the law of Moses. He said, brothers and sisters, you all understand the law of Moses. So surely you know that the law rules over people only while they are still alive. It's like when the law says, you still listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. It say, it's saying, certainly you will understand what I'm about to say, my friend, because all of you know about the law. The law rules over people only as long as they live. A married woman, for example, is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if he dies, then she is free from the law and bound to him. That bound her to him. So then, if she lives with another man while her husband is alive, she will be called an adultery. But if her husband dies, she is legally a free woman and does not commit adultery if she marries again. Alright. Listen to 1 Chronicles 17-13. Jediel's son was Bilhan. Bilhan's son were Jesu, Benjamin. All of Jabez's sons were leaders of their families. They had 17,200 soldiers ready for war. It's not what I wanted to read. Now, let's go to verse
number 10. Later, when the followers and Jesus were in the house, they asked him again about the question of divorce. You know, they asked him again the question of divorce. Again. He did answer them, but now they come again. They say, he said, whoever divorces his wife and marries another woman has sinned against his wife. He is guilty of adultery. Now remember, they ask him another question to him. Then he said, answer them. He said unto them, as they've asked him the question, they've asked him a question. And the same question of divorce. Could they wanted to understand? They did not understand. They made sure that they wanted to understand. They made sure. They've asked him many times. That's what they did. They've asked him many times. They've asked him that question many, many, many times. Then, he said, whoever divorced his wife and married another woman has sinned against his wife. He is guilty of adultery. He does not have, therefore. People are divorcing and they marry again. And they have, therefore. They say, no. I mean, they give reasons. But what does it say here? It clearly tells us. What does it say? It clearly tells us. It clearly tells us. It tells us. Okay? It clearly tells us there. That he said, whoever divorces his wife and married another woman has sinned against his wife. He is guilty of adultery. It does not have, therefore. We people, we have, therefore. We have, therefore. We put, therefore. Jesus gave it to them straight. A man who divorces his wife so he can marry someone else commit adultery against her. If you know you divorced your wife, you married another one. The Bible says you have commit adultery against her. Unless if she die. I want her to go for is fine. But while she's still alive, you can't marry again. Okay. Matthew chapter 5, 31, 32. It was also said, any man who divorces his wife must give her a written notice of divorce. But I tell you that any man who divorces his wife, except for the problem of sexual sin, is causing his wife to be guilty of adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman is guilty of adultery. Does this mean I can divorce my wife on a condition of adultery? And does it mean I can marry again because I have divorced her on an adultery? That's a question I'm asking to our listener. I'm asking to everyone who have just tuned it now. I'm saying, where we read in the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 22, it said, it was also said, any man who divorces his wife must give her a written notice of divorce. But I tell you that any man who divorces his wife, except for the problem of sexual sin, is causing his wife to be guilty of adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman
is guilty of adultery. That is what it says. Now, I want to ask, if my wife commit adultery, can I divorce her? Am I not committing sin? That's the question that I'm asking to you. And I believe as we continue, I will answer it. Alright, let's go. Matthew 19:9. I tell you that whoever divorces his wife, except for the problem of sexual sin, and marries another woman, is guilty of adultery. Okay. Luke 16:18. Any man who divorces his wife and marries another woman is guilty of adultery. And the man who marries a divorced woman is also guilty of adultery. Okay. Romans 7:3, we read it. You will read it in your spare time. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 4 said, the wife does not have power over her body. Her husband has the power over her body. And the husband does not have power over his own body. His wife has the power over his body. Okay. 1 Corinthians 7:10-11 it says, now I have a command for those who are married. Actually, it is not from me. It is the Lord's commandment. A wife should not leave her husband. But if a wife does leave, she shall remain single or get back together with a husband. And a husband should not divorce his wife. That is what it says. Somebody can say, but where you read in Deuteronomy, he said, if he divorce, you can't go back to her again. Somebody can say that. Remember, that was because the people were stubborn. That was not the Lord's command. That was Moses who gave the Israelites the commandment, the law, because they were stubborn. Now, here Paul is telling us that is the Lord's commandment. The Lord's commandment is saying, when you divorce, it's saying, when you divorce your wife, you must not marry again. Or what you can do is, you must go back to her. You must go back to her. You can't marry again. You can't marry someone. Either you go back to her. But in Matthew it's saying, I can give her a divorce paper if she has done adultery. It means that within adultery, I can divorce her. Or within adultery, she can divorce me. Okay, we'll continue. Hebrews 13:4 said, marriage should be honored by everyone. And every marriage should be kept pure between husband and wife. God will judge guilty those who commit sexual sins and adultery. If you are not married, you sleep with someone, it's a sexual sin. It does not have therefore. Therefore, it's not no. If you are not married, you sleep with someone, it's a sexual sin. That was it say. It does not have therefore. No, because no. It says straight. It does not have therefore because. No, it's saying if. It does not have therefore. Now, let me just remind you that you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Today it's Wednesday. We left with 4 days to a Christmas or 5 days to a Christmas. Some people, they are preparing themselves to go home tomorrow. Some they will be traveling tomorrow. going to different places that they're going to travel this evening. I want to say to you, travel safely. May God continue to be with you. The time is exactly 7:54 CAT Central Time. Let's just go to break. When we come back, we'll continue.
Time to meditate. Jeremiah 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of Jesus.
I wanna know you more.
Yeah, love, love, love.
yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me, Lord. That is Jimmy D. Summit. I want to know you more and more. You can sing this song and say, Lord, reveal yourself to me so I can know you more and more. Reveal yourself to me so that I can live according to your way. Reveal yourself to me so that I can follow your rules. That is Mighty, that is Jimmy D. Summit on his album Mighty Men of War, saying in brackets, Welfare Worship Project. It was recorded in 2016. Reveal yourself to me. You can say the same and say, Lord, tonight reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me, Lord. Reveal yourself to me, Papa. That's what he's saying. He sang this song, saying, I want to know you more and more. I want to know you more and more. Korobosit kabarasitas. Makasi terebis. Reveal yourself to me, Lord. Reveal yourself to me, Lord. Reveal yourself to me. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The time is exactly 20:02 CAT Central African Time. You are with me, Pastor John Mamawolo. I'm saying, reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me, Lord, so that I can follow your ways. Reveal yourself to me. Okay. All right. We read in the book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4, where it's saying, a marriage should be honored by everyone, and every marriage should be kept pure between husband and wife. God will judge guilty those who commit sexual sins and adultery. If you are not married, you're sleeping with someone, you commit adultery. If you are not married, you sleep with someone, you commit sexual sins. That's what it says. It does not have, therefore, some people that will say, I sleep with her so that I can know or she's going to be a right wife. The Bible tells us that you are doing sin. You can't justify it. We do things trying to justify it. We do these things trying to say, yeah, well, I did it because I wanted to see. What if? Now, you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. What a beautiful Wednesday. Some they are already coming from church. Some they are still going to church. Some they are still on the road. They are going to different places. Some they are in a party. Some they have Christmas party. I want to say to you, wherever you are, put God first. Whatever that you are going to do, put God first. Alright, let's continue. Remember we're still talking about divorce. If divorce is allowed. And we read few scriptures. We read few verses in concerning to divorce. And we still continuing. All right. Let's continue. Let's just continue reading. Remember, we are in Mark chapter 10. We were in verse number 11.
Yeah, we were in verse number 11. Now we go into verse number 12. Let's see. And the woman who divorces her husband and marries another man is also guilty of adultery. This is not only applying to, how can I say? It does not apply to a man alone. It also applies to a woman. It does not apply to a man alone. It also applies to woman. That when you divorce your husband, you also commit adultery. It does not, because many people, they were thinking that it only applied to a man. It applied to both. It applied to both, because it says, it's saying, and the woman who divorces her husband and marries another man is also guilty of adultery. Is also guilty of adultery. Or we can call it polygamy in total content. We can say that you commit adultery. It does not have a ruler. It does not have therefore. Because we sometimes put therefore that no, I did it because. It does not have therefore. You do it because. No. No, I did it because. No, it does not have that. A sin is a sin. You cannot justify it. They said, I did it because. No. A sin is a sin. A sin is a sin. Alright, let's go to. Remember, we're still talking about divorce. Luke 16:18 said, any man who divorces his wife and marries another man is guilty of adultery, and the man who marries a divorced woman is also guilty of adultery. You will hear people saying, Reatwana. You also commit adultery. People, they say, no, it's saying you can rather go back to your wife. You can go back to her. You can go back to your husband. Or otherwise, you stay like that. That's what it say. Okay, I'm going to read this. I told you can read Deuteronomy 24 verse 1. It said, permits the husband to divorce a wife if he find in her uncleanness, literally matter of nakedness, by giving her a bill of divorcement, literally a book of cutting off. Polygamy had violated God's primary law, joining in one flesh, one man to one woman, who formed the other half or converse side of the ray. Moses' law does not section this abnormal state of things, which he found prevalent, but imposed a delay and checked on its proceeding or extreme abhorrency. He regulates and mitigates what he could not then expedite. The husband must get drawn up by the proper authority, a formal deed stating his reasons. Okay. The school of Samai represented fornication or adultery as the uncleanness means by the Moses. Like now, when you go to Leviticus 20:20, said, if a man has a sexual relationship with his neighbor's wife, both the man and the woman are guilty of adultery, and they must be put to death. In other words, that time is when you sleep with someone who is not your wife, they were supposed to kill you. John 8:5, it said, the law of Moses commanded us to stone to death any such woman. What do you say we should do? they were asking Jesus.
Remember, we're still talking about divorce. And you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people.
What we are doing is I'm going to sign off.
It has been a wonderful show. I love you so much, and we really appreciate your listenership. Tomorrow, what you can do is you can catch Pastor Peter Kimundebele from in the morning at 6 o'clock CAT Central African Time, which is 6 o'clock AM in the morning until 9, on the show that is called Weeping May Last for Night But Joy Comes in the Morning. After that, it will follow by Pastor KK Malaji, the show that is called Different Colors One People. After it, followed by Who Need a Doctor by Mrs. MB Pastor Mama Wolo. It followed by Kukecho Fever Mukanzi Mwabelo on the show that is called Stirring Listen Talk from 1500 until 1800. After it, followed by the show that I'm doing that is called Time to Meditate. And I want to thank you, everyone who have just tuned in. We love you. Keep on tuning in and spread the news. It is awesome, and it have been awesome. I just want to leave you with a song that is saying Nara, Tim Godfrey. It's saying Nara. Then we will meet again tomorrow. Stay blessed.
God will lift you up on your mame. Now we kill him to the ground. You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Now we kill him. If I had 10,000 tons, it still won't be enough. Gare kele mo. Tukuna kwa marele, when you heal completely. Gare kele mo. Tukuma omo, isi ngele. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Hey. Nara, 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 kele, nara. Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Yeah. Yeah. If I had
10,000 tongues still won't be enough, Jesus. When you hear completely, what shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Shall I render to Jehovah? He has done so very much.